The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome back. Long time no see for me. I'm Lindsay B for Bjork Lens, if you can say that. And today I have Tracy Thompson back with us, our head ninja mindset coach. And today we're going to talk about something that I'm pretty sure we have never addressed on a podcast ever, both mindset wise and tactically. So Tracy and I are going to dive into churn rate today. I'm from the Midwest, so it probably sounds like I'm saying T-U-R-N, but we're talking C-H-U-R-N, like you churn butter, what churn rate is, the two types of it that affects cleaning company owners, and how you can fix your mindset to solve this problem, and a few tactical tips to get you started. So I guess my first question, Tracy, is, we're totally winging this, how would you describe what churn rate is?
So your churn rate, it will churn. Let's just start with that. So churn is turning over employees or turning over clients. So that means that you're looking at the comparison of your, how many clients you're bringing in each month, as an example, versus how many are leaving each month. So same thing with your employees, which you all are probably far more focused on these days, especially with the hiring climate the way it is. We're super, as business owners, super hyper-focused right now on employee, bringing employees on, bringing team members on, and keenly aware of when they leave. But churn rate is the percentage, I guess you could say, the percentage of loss each month, month over month. And that is something that we, as a company here at Grow My Cleaning Company, we track also very important to our business model. And when it comes to clients, it's especially important. And I know all of you out there are super busy as business owners, but trust me when I say, when we work with clients on looking at the percentage of churn, of client turnover versus their sales, usually there's a little bit of surprise involved in that conversation. I will just say that.
Yeah, I think just to dovetail and kind of solidify what you're saying is, we actually just kind of were talking about how we set up our goal sheets for our clients. Right. And we realized that the churn rate wasn't actually on our own goal sheet. So being totally transparent here, that's how often this thing, this subject is just kind of overlooked. And Tracy, I just came up with a quick mindset thing. I actually want your input on this.
Yes.
Once we get into mindset, right? What you focus on, you get more of. Mm-hmm. Would you say focusing on your churn rate too much kind of brings a scarcity mindset? Just throwing it off.
That's certainly possible. Mm-hmm. But it's how you look at it. It's okay. And this is the mindset piece for everything. So that can be true. Or if you do it the healthy way, empowered way, what you measure, you can move, right? You can change. And you can't change something that you're unaware of. So is there a danger that if you focus too much on it, you create more of it? If you bring negativity, fear, scarcity to that focus, absolutely. So it really depends. It depends on your intention. So if your intention is, you know what, I should, as the owner, know and understand and have a full grasp of what my churn rate is so that I can do something positive about it, to change it, to improve it. If you're going to go into it with fear and trepidation and avoidance and going, ooh, you know, kind of like me with my taxes. If I sit down, I'm like, okay, you know, I need to like have a glass of wine or something before I sit down, or, you know, a Valium before I sit down and do my taxes. You know, I'm probably not bringing the right energy. I've really worked on that. Even though I'm a mindset coach, sometimes I need to mindset my coach myself, right? So mindset coach. So if you come at it in fear, it's going to be just as much of a problem as anything that we approach with fear. So my recommendation to all of you out there that are like, ooh, I've never really looked at that. Never really measured. I mean, I'm like, what we hear often, Lindsay, is that when we have this discussion about turnover and churn rate, usually it's like what I hear is, oh, I'm aware of it. I always knew that we lose customers, but I never really thought to track it or to measure it because I see money in my bank account. Mm-hmm. I've got enough to cover payroll. I just figured we were doing okay. So there's obvious danger in that, because what you don't, it's kind of like putting tape over your gas meter, you know, on your car, mm-hmm. Going, well, I feel like I haven't gone far enough to run out of gas.
I feel like it.
And it feels about the same amount of time as last time. You know, it seems silly when we say it like that. But yet, if you're running your business that way, there is always inherent danger that what you don't know is going to sneak up and have not a wonderful surprise for you at some point. So, yeah. So approaching it in the right way, with the right positive mindset to change for the good, is the first place to start.
So like just kind of like changing a belief, like once you've identified what a churn rate is and what yours is personally, then looking at it and changing your belief about how to approach it seems super helpful.
Absolutely. And maybe Lindsay, you can share with everyone how you calculate mm-hmm. a churn rate, whether it be employee turnover, because the same math, if you will, the same ratios are the same, whether you're measuring churn rate in your team turnover, or mm-hmm. if you're measuring churn rate in client turnover. So maybe you can share with everyone how that works.
Yeah, sure thing. So this is going to be the tactical side of everything. And I do it very basic. It's really all you need are, well, really three numbers, right? You need the number, let's do clients, for example. So okay. So I go by the start of the month. I go into each month and I say, okay, how many clients am I starting with this month? Right. Mm-hmm. So say it's 10 clients and I'm writing this down, so I remember like what numbers I actually am talking with. Cause math is not my strong point, but spreadsheets are super helpful. So you come into the month, you start with, we'll keep it simple, 10. Okay. So say you lose two clients. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now your churn rate is going to be, you're going to take 2/10. Okay. So your churn rate is at 20%. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next thing the third number you want to just keep in mind really for the next month is how many clients you onboard. So say you onboard two more clients, then yeah, you're technically at break even for the month, but your churn rate does not change. So you're going to go into the next month still with 10 clients. This is the amazing thing about tracking stuff. Like you said, Tracy, your car example is that you could have a slow leak mm-hmm. in your engine, a slow oil leak, say, and you might not even be aware of it. But meanwhile, your oil level is going down and down until it hits that critical point where your engine light goes off and you're like, oh crap, what the heck happened? So this is why we track churn rate in our business and we recommend it to the cleaning companies we coach. Now, just to dovetail off another tactical end of this, what I personally like to do is to do what you call a 90-day trailing average on your your churn rate. So what this looks like is, say you have 3 months of data, you're going to take the average of your churn rate for those 3 months. Say, say this month it's 10, next month it's 20, next month it's 10 again, and you're going to add 10 plus 20 plus 10, and then divide it by three. I don't have a calculator. I'm terrible at math, but I'm sure a calculator can tell you. So what you want over time is that churn rate to either at least average out or go down. That should be your goal. Right. So some months you might freak out and be like, crap, I just lost like three customers. But the prior month, you actually onboarded 10. So you're probably not out of the woods yet, but at least you have some perspective. So I just kind of vomited that all out. But does that make sense, Tracy?
Yes. No, it does. It does. And here's with churn rate or anything, whether it's your P&L, your profit and loss sheet from your hopefully your QuickBooks, if you're using, not using QuickBooks, use QuickBooks.
Now. QuickBooks.
Right.
Not sponsored.
No, I'm just saying we work with enough clients to know that when they don't have QuickBooks, it makes it so hard. So whether it's your P&L, whether it's tracking your goal numbers versus your actual numbers, your hiring funnel, your client attraction funnel, your marketing budget. I mean, all of these things that we measure when we work with our clients here in Grow My Cleaning Company, those are tools. They're business tools. This churn rate is another tool in your toolbox, all of you out there, Clean Nation, for you to use. And I think a lot of the times, Lindsay, fear is from the unknown. They're like, I don't know if I want to look at that. I don't, you know, it's almost like emotionally, they don't want to delve into something that they know that then they're going to have to be responsible for. So if you feel like that out there, Clean Nation, we understand totally. This is a challenging, topic for a lot of people because we all want to stay positive. We all want to look at the bright side. We all want to be, I mean, most of the cleaning company owners are in Clean Nation. If you're out there, you're probably like that. You need to be and want to be optimistic and looking on the bright side. And we love that about you. And we don't want you to become a Debbie Downer or a Dougie Downer. We just want you to have the right data so that you can make better, good decisions. So what if, let's talk about what if. So what if their churn rate is higher than they thought it was or that they want it to be? Let's talk for a minute about mindset and strategy about how they might be able to change it, Lindsay. So I'll kick us off and say, if you are out there and you're like, ooh, I've lost more clients or more employees recently or over the last 90 days than I thought or I want to lose. How do I shift this? What do I do? Where do I start? So the first thing from a mindset perspective is we all have to build the best possible story, right? Belief, adopt the right belief to empower us rather than make us feel defeated. Okay. So if you're feeling like, oh man, that is hard. That's rough. I don't like looking at it. It doesn't feel good. I'm not sure what to do about it. Let's at least start with the good news.
Okay.
The good news, it feels like sometimes it's a mixed bag, but here's the story, the optimal story. I'm the owner and I am the leader of my business culture, the quality that, and values, core values. We talk about core values a lot. I am the originator of all of those things in my business. And so based on my core values and based on my level of what I believe is quality and the culture that I build inside my business is what radiates out into every aspect, including client retention and employee retention. So the great news about that is that you're in charge. You're in control. you get to be the one who influences the most, influences that shift. And if it's a quality control issue, let's say that's why your clients are turning over faster than you want, then the good news is, the great news is, you get to be the one who influences that first. And I don't know if this is considered tactical or mindset, but I will say, if you have not already identified and communicated your core values to your team and to your clients, then I would say start there. Ooh. Start by writing down your core values. And Lindsay, I know we've said this a lot on the podcast throughout the years, what our core values are here at Grow My Cleaning Company, but I'll say the first two and you say the second two.
Oh God, I'm on the spot.
If you remember, have fun, make money,
help out, and be real.
Yes.
Pass.
See?
But the thing is, it's so inherent in what we do every day for our whole team is that we don't really have to think about them anymore.
So that's very true. And when you start leading from the place of through your core values and helping your people, your employees, as an example, who are the ones actually delivering your service to your customers. So if quality control is an issue, then where does it flow? Where does that flow back up? It flows back up to the cleaners first, who then flow back up to either managers or you, depending on the size of your organization. And with you, it's core values, right? So if the at the cleaner level, they're not really sure or they're unclear about what quality control looks like in relationship to your core values, it really does make a huge difference. So if we were having that challenge, Lindsay, let's say, what would be some of our core values? Like, to me, help out and be real, I think would probably be, and make money.
Make money.
Like with those core values right there. And you know what? All of them actually, have fun, make money, help out, and be real, all relate to how we would address as a team churn rate in our clients. Like we would definitely go back to those four core values and say, let's look at that. Are we as a team, is anyone in this mix not showing up, not being real, not helping our clients make money? I don't know. You know, like we could actually really debrief what's happening in our churn rate based on our core values. That's a really good example.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point that I'm very tactically minded about, not on the mindset end at all about churn rate and numbers and spreadsheets. But I think you've just outlined something that I never would have thought of when I look at facts and data and how to overcome that. So real quick, so we've kind of addressed like ideas for the client end. And I almost think that the employee end's a little easier, but what's your take on how to address churn rate from the employee end from a core value stance?
Well, it's interesting because they go together. they so go together because it's culture. It's the inside culture of a business. And we've all heard the stories about big companies, big corporations like Google and some of the, you know, and Apple and some of the bigger companies that have really focused a lot on culture, on building internal culture so that it translates out into their product and their service and so forth. So I believe they're both intrinsically connected.
Interesting.
So I think the fastest way to influence in a positive way your churn rate of your clients and your churn rate of your team is through culture building around your core values. So I think a perfect example is if you are also, let's say you're having a churn issue with your cleaners. you're hiring them as fast as you can, but they're not staying very long, or they quit after the first like 2 or 3 days, or just in a shorter period than you would want. And, you know, we all know that churn and turnover in employees, especially at the cleaner level, is really hard. Mm. That's really a tough thing, because that directly connects to the client and their level of service. So first, let's assume all of you out there, Clean Nation, have already listened and you're like, okay, I got my core values. It should only be like 3 or 4, probably no more than 4 core values. And looking at how you're communicating that to your team, what does that look like? Like for us, have fun. Mm-hmm. Let's just take that first one. When we get together, when we have our live events, when we're working together, we're always bringing that culturally. Like the way you see Mike show up, like on his website and on his podcast, like that's Mike.
That's Mike.
Yeah. Always Mike. He is always joking around and having fun. And so it's very integrated into. So I would look at, are you culturally inside your business, do you feel like your whole organization is reflecting your core values? Are you really living that inside the business? Is everyone you've hired a good match? Hmm. So like if you have key players that have just been with you for a long time, but they're not really core values matched people, that can act like an infection in a business. Mm-hmm. I've seen this. And that's kind of a hard conversation to have with somebody. But I will say, and Mike has said this, you've probably heard him over the years, if you need to release someone to let them go and part as friends, as he puts it, better sooner than later, because mm-hmm. those are the kinds of cultural cancers even that can develop inside the business. So if you have some key people that you're like, ooh, that hurt. That was a little close to home, because they're skilled, they know what they're doing, and they do a good job, but they're not a core values match because they're causing drama. They have whatever it is. Ooh, though that's the place to start. Look at your current team and see how aligned they are with your core values and how well you've communicated that. I would start there.
Mm, yeah. As they say, one bad apple spoils the bunch, right? It spreads like cancer, like you said. So true.
Clean Nation. I know this wasn't the woo, light, happy, shiny, bright topic, but you know what? It's so, so important. And we love all of you so much. We want to see you successful. So if you find yourself in a place where you're like, you know what? That is a good point. I need to get back to my, or create my core values, communicate that better. And you're looking for some more resources. Lindsay, where can they go?
Yep. You're going to go over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And that'll hook you up with one of our coaches. I believe Mike right now, he doesn't do this a lot, but right now, as of May, 2022, he is taking calls. So if this is hitting home for you, yeah, you could just jump on a call with Mike. So definitely check that out. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And we just unpacked a lot, Tracy.
as usual.
Deep episode. So thanks so much, Cleaning Nation. And Tracy and I will catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.